It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of a beautiful day. While we're together, you might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? For 33 years, that theme song was a part of our American landscape. Now, some of you don't remember Mr. Rogers at all. There are some of those within our congregation who are too young, or you didn't have that station, or you just didn't have access to it. And for others of us, truth be told, we were just uncomfortable with that man, because the language that he used seemed to be just so odd. And seriously, really, who wears a cardigan sweater with a tie and deck shoes? Who does that? Well, this was Fred Rogers. And today, what you're going to hear is that I'm going to let Fred Rogers speak for himself. And it's not that I'm going to do that much preaching, but I'm going to let Fred do that for us. Fred Rogers was born in 1928 in Pennsylvania, and as he was there, he grew up inside of the Great Depression. And then in high school, he was in World War II. Formative times inside the history of our nation. World War II ended. Fred Rogers graduated from high school. He went to college, and after he graduated from college, there was this amazing new technology inside the life of America, television. And what he noticed immediately was that it was not just adult programming that they were doing, but children's programming. And what he noticed immediately was that the children's programming was unacceptable. It looked like it was aimed at children. It involved clowns, and it involved cartoons, and it involved all of it. But when you look closely, what you discover was that the level of violence was very, very high in it. And the sense of humor they were using was not children's at all. It was adult humor spoken to children. And Fred Rogers stood with a college degree in early childhood development, and he said, I think we can do better than that. And so he went to New York, and he began working in NBC in their studios. And it was not long after that, in the early 1950s, that he said somebody should do a children's program, a true children's program. And the people at NBC said, you suggested it, you're it, do it. And so he began to experiment, and he brought a couple of these up and online. But then, in the late 1950s, this was a man for whom the Bible verse that you heard today was absolutely at the root and core of who he was. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor. He went back to school. He went back to seminary. And in 1963, was ordained as a Presbyterian minister. Fascinatingly, he never served a local church. His ordination was specifically as a children's television evangelist. Now, for those of you who ever watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, did you ever once hear him speak the word God? Did you ever once hear him speak the word Jesus Christ? No. You didn't hear it, but every single episode you saw it. He wove it in. He was the one who wrote the episodes. He was the one who did the music for them, who wrote the music. He was the one who performed the music. So much of what he was doing was absolutely aimed at children. I want to show you something. Mr. Rogers was brilliant in many, many ways. Do you know how much Fred Rogers weighed? It actually has an answer: 143 pounds. Because he realized very, very early in his television work that this program was going to go into syndication. Those episodes were going to be played and played and played and played. And if you played an early episode very near a late episode, it would confuse the kids if he looked differently. And so his life, his entire career, he weighed 143 pounds, which, oh, by the way, is the same number of letters in the words, "I love you." This was at the heart and soul. I want you to take a look with me at the theme song that he used. Here is the theme song from the very first time, the very first episode, and from the very last episode. And what I want you to see in here is what is the same. How is he dressed? What is the set? And then I'll explain to you more. Watch.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, glad to see you today. I shall button my buttons on the sweater, change my shoes, and get ready to have some time with you in this very special studio of ours. Do you ever change your shoes when you come home from someplace? Oh, your school or your work or get ready to play. How are you doing with your tying? Took me a long time to learn how to make that and that into a bow. Mm-hmm. But I kept practicing and practicing and practicing and finally learned quickly. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day, beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? It is a beautiful day. Doesn't matter what it's like outside, can be a beautiful day inside.
Mm-hmm. Who was Fred Rogers talking to? He was not talking to adults. I was introduced to Fred Rogers on television when I was 10 years old. As a 10-year-old, I was too old. I didn't get what he was trying to say. I thought his puppets were just silly. I thought that I was way smarter than what he was talking about, and that was true. He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to those who needed to know. Did you know that Clara English, before today, did not know that pastors wear socks and that pastors have toes. We don't stop to think about these issues. This is not just how to tie a shoe. Do you remember what it was like when you succeeded in tying your shoes? Do you remember the frustration? Do you remember how hard, how very, very difficult just tying your shoes was? This is who Fred Rogers was talking about. And with that, he was talking to them. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that says there is faith, hope, and love, and we share it with each other in kindness. This was a man who learned how to speak slowly and quietly. When you watch children's programming, in the decades that followed, what you found was very, very fast action, very much filled with violence. Go, 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 go. We got to hold the kids' attention. And Fred Rogers was a genius in saying, no, watch this. And he slowed down. There was one episode where he said, do you know how long a minute is? When did you learn how long a minute was? And he took a kitchen timer and they sat for one entire minute in silence. Who does that? Now, here's what I want you to see. When Fred Rogers believed, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and you will love your neighbor as yourself. Don't worry. Don't worry about life. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers of the field. They don't worry, and God takes care of them. Kids need to hear this, and it's not just kids. It's adults. In 1968, he started broadcasting, and in that broadcasting, he began in January. In June, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. He actually did, after being on the air 6 months, an episode teaching children about assassination. What is it? And then he took a segment of that episode and he talked directly to parents to say, I'm so concerned for you and I want you to be okay. And he explained to them how to talk to their kids. There is a power of the gospel. What is amazing is that Fred Rogers was the same on camera as off camera. He was the same at home as he was on the set. What you see is what you get. His mother knit him all those sweaters. This was a man who held family at the absolute core and priority of his life and wanted you to be able to do that. This was a man who was concerned. What I'm showing you is that between Jesus, Mr. Rogers, and you, what we are called to do is to simply be ourselves. That's all Fred Rogers did. He was simply being himself, doing what he was called to do. If you had taken that Presbyterian minister and actually put him in a Presbyterian church, he most likely would have had a miserable ministry. But instead, he was working with the people and the age level, the developmental practices. He was exactly where he needed to be to make the most difference. Now, this takes courage. You would not apply the word courage to Fred Rogers normally. Let me tell you about how he dealt with racial issues. Fred Rogers absolutely believed in the equality between the races in the United States. And he was willing to confront racism, but he did it in his own quiet way. And so in the late 1960s and the early 1970s, there was huge racial unrest. We remember Chicago as a nation. We remember the flames and the riots and the death and the destruction that were coming out of that summer, racially based. And out of that, 3 years into his show, Mr. Rogers hired Francois Clemens. If you ever watched the program for 30 years, Officer Clemens was the police officer. I want to invite you to watch an interview with François Clemens as he talks about his career and what it was like being. And I want you to remember this. This was a time when television was not desegregated. Television was very segregated. Only in programs like I Spy, Star Trek, and now Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood did you begin to see white and black, Asian, all beginning to move and work together. Watch.
Nearly everyone remembers Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
But not everyone knows that this cardigan-clad king of children's TV, Fred Rogers, was actually a pioneer who challenged racial stereotypes in media. Enter François Clemens.
François Scarborough Clemens.
And his role as Officer Clemens made him one of the first recurring black characters on a children's TV show.
When I started, there were two, three shows, period, on television that employed a black character.
François grew up during the Civil Rights Movement and times of great racial tension in the U.S.
So when Fred asked me to be a police officer, Fred, are you sure? Do you know what policemen represent in the community where I was raised? And then he started talking about children needing helpers and the positive influence that I could have for young children. My heart opened as I listened to him.
He accepted the role, not knowing he would end up playing Officer Clemens for 30 years. And one of his most memorable scenes is also one of his favorites.
There are many ways to say I love you.
It's a very big deal for me to be putting my feet in the water with Fred.
During a time of segregation, the symbolism wasn't lost on François.
To say that he didn't know what he was doing or that he accidentally stumbled into integration or talking about racism or sexism, that's not Mr. Rogers. It was well planned and well thought out, and I think it was very impactful.
There are many ways to say I love you.
That impact was felt by many, but for François, it was personal.
I was in the studio one day. That particular day, he was filming the end of the show. And when he got to the part, he said, "You make every day a special day."
You know how? By just your being you.
And I swear it was like, he was looking right into my eyes. And when the music stopped, I said, "Fred, were you talking to me?" And he said, "Yes, I have been talking to you for years, but you heard me today."
I have been talking to you for years, but you heard me today. Fred Rogers took an entire week of episodes and taught children about divorce. Fred Rogers took an entire week of episodes and taught children about death and dying. You want to talk about courage? Fred Rogers. And you'd never guess it. You'd never guess it, because all he was doing was standing and being himself, sharing the love of God with those that were in the world around him. Here's the punchline. Here's what I want you to take home. God is calling you to do the very same thing. Oh, not on television. No, it's not about that. It's about calling you to simply be you. Will you stop trying to be somewhere else? If you are the kind of guy who wears cardigans and a tie and deck shoes, then wear cardigans, a tie, and a deck shoes. If you're not, then don't try to imitate it. How is it that God has given you the skills, the abilities to do what you have been called to do? Do that. Don't hold back. Don't hide it. Do that. The courage that it took. And in 33 years, his set remained exactly the same. And in 33 years, the songs remained exactly the same. And then he would introduce new into it. In 33 years, he raised one entire generation and started on the next. And his message was simply this: faith, hope, and love, kindness. I'm inviting you this week into kindness. I'm inviting you because that is one of the most courageous things that you can do. In this incredibly divided time that we live in, kindness. With all of the division that we can see in our nation and world, kindness. That's not a small thing. That's huge. When we live in our own community, when we live with those around us, when we live in our own school systems and our own business systems, kindness, it's not small, it is huge. And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. I close today with the last minute and a half that Fred Rogers spoke on his series.
You know, it happens so often. I walk down the street and someone 20 or 30 or 40 years old will come up to me and say, "You are Mr. Rogers, aren't you?" And then they tell me about growing up with the neighborhood and how they're passing on to the children they know what they found to be important in our television work. Like expressing their feelings through music and art and dance and sports and drama and computers and writing, and invariably we end our little time together with a hug. I'm just so proud of all of you who have grown up with us. And I know how tough it is some days to look with hope and confidence on the months and years ahead. But I would like to tell you what I often told you when you were much younger. I like you just the way you are. And what's more, I'm so grateful to you for helping the children in your life to know that you'll do everything you can to keep them safe and to help them express their feelings in ways that will bring healing in many different neighborhoods. It's such a good feeling to know that we're lifelong friends.
Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I want to give you thanks for the witnesses and giants in our lives who teach us, guide us, and push us, prod us, poke us, pull us into kindness. Lord, may it be that we begin to step into our own giant shoes in order to live that kindness. Amen.